It is said that one should always look for Krishna in all the circumstances in life. There was a great acharya in South India known as Vedanta Deshika. It is said that once a hunter had captured some 2-3 rabbits which he was planning to kill after some time. So when he was sitting on a rock, these rabbits were hovering near his feet. You know, they were actually not aware what is going to be done to them. They were just moving about his feet this way and that way. So seeing their tenderness and innocence, and seeing their having taken shelter of his feet, the hunter spared them. He decided not to kill them. So when Vedanta Deshika saw this, at once he fell unconscious. Because it occurred to him in his mind that even a cruel-hearted hunter, if he feels sympathy for these rabbits which are at his feet, how much more Lord Hari, who is the ocean of mercy, how much more he must be benevolent and merciful to protect his devotees. So immediately he thought of Lord Krishna in his mind by seeing this sight. In this way, a devotee, in all different situations of life, should always learn how the Lord is offering us His mercy and protection and blessings and guidance in all different circumstances. Ultimately, the Lord is doing all these things because yena mam payantite dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam payantite. He says that, Lord is doing that. In fact, the devotees even derive great examples even from the materialistic circles. Here is a verse from Padyavali, a famous verse. Rupa Goswami prays, Vicheyani vicharyani vichintyani punah punah kripanasya dhanani va tvannamni bhavantunah. He is praying, O Lord, just as a miser continually collects, counts and remembers his money, in the same way let us continually collect, count and remember your holy names. He is praying. Vichayani, vicharyani, vichintyani. Have you seen how a materialist is eager to accumulate more and more money? And have you seen how they count? One note he will not miss. Every single note very carefully they count, and they count very fast also. You have seen that? And his full absorption is in that money. You can see that. And he derives great delight also. Yesterday I had so much money, today I have this much, and tomorrow I will collect more even. And if you can see the ray of smile on his face when he accumulates little more money. So seeing the enthusiasm of a materialistic moneymaker, here Rupa Goswami is praying that, let me have the same enthusiasm like him. For what? For chanting the holy names of Krishna. In South India, I have observed in Sri Vaishnava temples, the Vaishnavas will sit in two rows, just like we dance in Hariharaya Nama. Like that they will sit in two rows and they would be chanting Vishnu Sahasranam. So one batch would say, Vishwam Vishnur Vashatkaro Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhu. And the other party will say, Bhuta Krit Bhuta Bhritbhavo Bhutatma Bhuta Bhavana. This party will say, Bhutatma Paramatma Chamuktanam Paramagati. And they will say, Avaya Purusha Sakshi Kshetra Gnyokshara Vacha. So in this way, this batch will be chanting, will be so enthusiastic. In those days, I never knew Vishnu Sahasranam, but my heart would be going to and fro. So it's like, you know, they are chanting the holy names. It's exactly like this, Vicharyani, Vichayani, Vichintyani, isn't it? So it would go on and crowds would come, thousands of people to see this. And they'd be seeing both the parties chanting like this, chanting the holy names and exchanging. So one should derive great delight in chanting the different names of Krishna, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in the second verse of Shikshakshtaka, that the Lord has invested all His transcendental potencies in these holy names. And every one of them is so potent, but He says, I am so unfortunate that I have no attraction for them. So, Narada Muni in Srimad Bhagavatam, while talking about Shishupal, he also tells a verse that the envy and the fear of the demons, like Shishupal and Kamsa, leads them to such absorption in Krishna. He says, we devotees are useless. We don't have such absorption. He is saying in one of the verses, Yatha vairanubandhena martya tanmayatam yat na tatha bhakti yogena iti me nishchita matihi. So he is saying that when we become devotees, we have one leg in sense gratification and one leg in Krishna consciousness. We don't want to wholeheartedly with a tasma dekena manasa bhagavan satvatam patihi. We don't want to think of Krishna with a one-pointed attention. While looking at Krishna, we are also time to time looking back. But he says that is not the way Kamsa and Shishupal were thinking of Krishna. Their absorption was so great that Kamsa, even when he saw his two wives, he thought it was Krishna Balaram. Can you imagine? When they are coming towards him. Such was his absorption. Everywhere, wherever he turned around, he saw Krishna. Like this Maricha, when he was in the forest, he saw a lot of trees standing. And he saw the tree barks and immediately remembered Ram. I saw Lord Rama wearing tree barks. And the trees were standing erect. It appeared to him as if Lord Rama is standing with his bow and arrow. Everywhere, wherever he turned around, he saw like that. So the green trees appeared to him like green Ram. So, in fact, anybody would tell him the words like Ratha. What did he say? Ra, as soon as he would hear the word Ra, immediately would become frightened. So he told, he requested people not to begin any letter with, any word with Ra letter. He was so much. So, just as a lusty man is always absorbed in remembrance of a sensuous woman, just as a materialistic money maker is thinking of money, in the same way let my mind become absorbed in remembrance of Krishna. That is the prayer of devotees. Because scientists say, a lusty woman, lusty man thinks of a woman every third thought. Every third thought that comes to his mind comes about sex life, this kind of thought. This gives you an idea how they are doing satatam, constant remembrance. You can see. We can all ask ourselves how much we think of Krishna in a day. See, if you love someone, at least sometime in your mind, the person's figure comes to your mind, your mother or father or somebody like that, isn't it? How many times have we lovingly remembered or thought of Krishna in our mind during the day? Although we have heard a million times that one should remember Krishna 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day is a big deal. But even to remember once in a day. But even if we remember once in a day, it is not a waste. Actually, Shastra uses the word Sakradeva. Sakradeva means only once. If one has heard Sakrit Akaranya Rochanam, if one has heard only about Krishna, if one has remembered only about Krishna only once, and that has so much benefit. What to speak of trying to remember Krishna several times in a day. So, in this way, even from a materialist, one can derive great inspiration. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, when I see materialistic people working very hard, I become inspired to work hard and become dedicated to Krishna's service. In the same way. Sometimes they miss out the lunch also, sometimes. When they know that the client has come, I can make more money. They forget their lunch and work till late evening. Because money is honey for them. So Krishna is far more sweeter than honey. But still we don't want to become so committed and dedicated to Krishna. So when we chant the holy names, we should always at least feel this desperation that Krishna, you are so kind, you are appearing in your holy names and giving me an audience. I am such a fool that I am thinking of everything other than Krishna in my mind. Who can be a greater miser than me? So this kind of thought will uplift us to the stage of Namabhas chanting, where the longing for Krishna is equal to being with Krishna. Harinam Prabhu ki.